How do we open this, huh? Monterey Park.
No.
What?
I'm laughing because we said beforehand, right, if we're going to talk about it, let's not do it straight from the off.
I mean, it's on everybody's mind. It's not on my mind, okay? My condolences.
Yeah.
It's a very sad thing
that
has happened. I know when this episode comes out, it would have been a week since it passed, but you know, just so you know, we're recording this like a day after the shooting.
Can we start again? We can't say Monterey Park, and I burst out laughing. It's awful.
We're keeping that.
I was laughing at the
vibe.
I need to explain. I was laughing at the inappropriateness of the introduction, not at Monterey Park.
You are laughing
the victims.
At Monterey Park.
R.I.P. Horrendous, awful, really sad. Okay, now you can continue. Just had to get that out there. I was thinking in my head that I can't just let that slide. That's so bad.
I mean, we're going to clip that up.
No,
we're going to clip that up. Monterey Park. And then just the white guy laughing. Obviously, people, it's a tragic incident. But this is a comedy podcast. So you know you have to find the funny in it. And it is a tragic incident. I'm not taking anything away there. But, you know, people tune into higher podcasts for a vibe.
Yeah.
All right? And I hate seeing other Asian people getting slain. Which is not very nice.
No.
Don't do that. Don't shoot up old Asian ladies and uncles and aunties, you know?
That's really sad.
Yeah. They're just dancing in a ballroom. Aww. My mom does that.
Was it on New Year as well? Was that the occasion?
I think it's like the day before Lunar New Year, Chinese New Year. Which we'll get to Chinese New Year stuff in a bit. But my heart goes out to all the victims. Go support the GoFundMe, guys.
Yeah, we'll put that in the description.
Yes. Don't worry, the funny part's coming. But we need to get this out the way first, okay? We can't just go into the funny part. We'll get cancelled immediately. I learned now how to, you know, you have to acknowledge it first and then say the cancelable shit. But obviously, people are going to still cut out the cancelable shit and post it on TikTok. But I can't help that, so... This is the full context. So we're still in the sad part right now. My mom does those like dance classes in Malaysia, a country with no guns, thankfully. Yeah. And Monterey Park is a place, it's very near LA, actually, which I'm moving to. And it's a majority Asian neighborhood.
Yeah, a lot of people actually wrote in to the Instagram saying, be careful when you go, having seen what happened in Monterey Park.
So it's obviously very sad. And Asians, we used to be beat up or shot at by other races during COVID. And now our own people are shooting us up. Have we stopped? Stop that. Stop that, please. Is it mental health? Probably is. Because these, I think that one of the shooters was Vietnamese. Probably PTSD from the war. Oh, right?
Fucking hell.
Probably. You're just guessing. And Asians, old Asians don't care about mental health. They don't get therapy. It's true. Why do you stare at me like that? Can we be serious here for a second, man?
I'm just thinking
it's very hard to be serious with you because you keep laughing at the most inappropriate moments, which I love. I think it's a good vibe. Asian parents, older Asians don't care about mental health, you know?
Good point.
It thinks for people, it thinks like something wrong with you if you go see a therapist. Who knew they had it in them? Why didn't you shoot the people who punched us, you know? Why didn't you shoot the New York subway attackers, right? But okay, so what's funny about all this?
I'm just thinking about when I have to submit this onto YouTube, and it always asks you about the guidelines of, you know, advertising, and I'm like, yep, nothing serious here.
Nothing serious. I'm just
nothing offensive in this.
It's not offensive. I just said it's a tragedy. It is a tragedy.
Followed
okay?
by right. What's funny about it?
I mean, people are tuning in not for my take, like political take. People are tuning in because we have to try to make, you know, shitty situations funny. That's what a comic, that's what a comedian does.
No, the people are here to hear how you're going to fix it. You personally, Nigel Ng, how are you going to fix this problem?
I can't fix it. I'm moving to LA. I'm probably going to stay somewhere in the hills, you know, not Monterey Park. This is a tough tightrope. I think this might be the last episode. We might just stop the podcast after this episode. Okay? Now, the funny part about the Monterey Park shooting, now that we've got the sincere shit out of the way, is when they first talked about the suspect, they said 30 to between ages of 30 to 50. And then when they finally caught him, he shot himself in the van, right? And then the police finally caught him, checked his ID. He was like 75. That's how well we age. That is why he got away for so long, because the police said, oh, I tried to identify a suspect between the ages of 30 and 50, and then tried to get everybody who was between the ages of that, and they couldn't find him. Because the guy is fucking 76. Asian don't raisin. That's a real thing. We look young. This guy's 76.
Asian don't raisin.
It's a saying.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
You never heard that before. That's brilliant. You don't know much about our culture, but let me tell you. We age nicely.
Yeah.
I want to know this shooter skincare routine. Who Can Tran? That's his name. I want to know this. I want to know whose skincare routine.
I might just get my phone out to record to send directly to your agent and be like, should we run with this?
Again, we have, you know, we are not heartless people.
Yes.
Okay.
That is definitely worth, especially when you say we, I'm definitely not a heartless person.
He looks
person.
Younger than you. Who Can Tran looks better than Matt Bentley Viney? How old are you? You're half his age.
Yep.
Yeah. So what is his skincare? What moisturizer does he use? Does he use retinol? You know, does Who Can Tran have retinol next to his rifle? You know? And what's the solution here? You ban the guns? America's never going to ban guns. That's not a thing that they are going to do.
Even though they should.
They should? Should they?
In my lowly, you know, humble opinion, I think, yeah, they definitely should.
People love their freedom too much. Their freedom. You know what stops a gun? A good guy with a gun. That stops a bad guy with a gun. Right? I'm trying to see from all sides here.
This is such a dumb train of thought. I do love that. I love that so much.
I mean, it's a good guy with a gun. It's true, though.
No, it's not true.
It's true. You know what stops a gun? A good guy with a gun. That's what we need more of. I am a good guy with a gun. I want to be a good guy with a gun. You know? I can't aim for shit. But I want to be a good guy.
You'll have a beautiful gun. I believe that.
Oh,
you'll
get
like a designer.
Like hardwood.
Gold. Is it a Golden Eagle? That's a really good
golden
gun.
Golden Eagle. I don't know what guns are. I don't know any gun names.
I'm literally basing it on Call of Duty. That's my only frame of reference for like guns. AK-47 and I think it's a Golden Eagle.
Okay.
Or Desert Eagle or something like that.
Something. I want something like vintage, you know? A nice vintage gun.
Art deco.
Antique brass. You know, like I'm shopping for a furniture. And then I was, you know, it's good that there's a guy stopped this, you know, this Vietnamese shooter. I think from what I learned from the news, he shot at Monterey Park, then he traveled elsewhere. And then he got stopped by this guy, Brandon Say. That's his name.
Heroic.
Brandon T-S-A-Y. Heroic. Thank you.
Well done. Yeah.
We should all be as brave as he is. But. But. Come on, we have to find a twist here. Come on. This is the most uncomfortable Matt has been in this whole journey of the podcast.
I feel like it's the first episode all over again.
Yeah.
Feels fitting it's going to be the last episode. Nice bookend.
Will Hiya Podcast survive after this? We will see.
My palms are very sweaty.
Again, you have to take the whole context into account, okay, listeners? Don't just chop this up. Don't just chop up the first 5 seconds. Monterey Park. You know, don't chop that up. Do not chop that up.
That just follows me the rest of my career. Any interview, I just get it up.
Every tweet from now on, people will be like, yeah, this you? And then the video clip. Listen, you can see the cogs in my brain turning, okay, people? I'm just trying to be a comedian here. All right? That's how we get over things. You have to like be able to laugh at tragedy. Okay, tragedy plus time equals comedy, right? Sure, the time might not be enough, but I am constrained by the podcast upload schedule. So tragedy plus podcast upload schedule equals comedy, okay? Let's cut me some slack here.
Yeah,
I'm a busy guy. I'm a busy guy. So Brendan Say, hero, stopped the shooter, okay? But Why is everybody lauding as a hero? You're fucking 26, Brendan. You're supposed to win the fight. He stopped the shooter by just wrestling the gun out of him. The guy's 75, mate. The guy's your grandpa. If you fought your grandpa and lost, you should win that fight. And he did. Thank you. I'm so happy that, you know, he stopped and he's a hero.
Yeah.
Okay? No question about that. But you're essentially fighting your grandpa, Brandon.
But he does have a weapon and Brandon doesn't.
Then he wrestled the gun away and he didn't shoot the old guy. So kudos to Brandon.
Yeah.
I would have shot the shit out of him. Bye, grandpa. He had the self-control to not shoot that grandpa guy. Oh. What a hero. Not many people will be able to do that. Thank you, Brandon, for saving us.
Let's underline that.
Yeah, thank you.
That's amazing. That's so good.
Thank you for saving the lives of so many parents and elders and grandparents.
Yeah.
I wonder if he follows me on Instagram. I mean, it's a new account. Somebody beat me to it. Somebody created a Brandon Say account. He has 13 followers. Instagram says new on it. Instagram needs to give Brandon Say a blue tick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I can't find the real Brandon Say.
And Elon Musk needs to do that on Twitter as well. But don't make him pay for it. Do you know what I mean? You know that blue tick now you can pay £7 a month for.
Brandon?
No, come on.
For fighting, you have to pay $8 a month to get a blue tick because you punched the grandpa. Respect your elders, Brandon. I'm so glad Brandon doesn't respect his elders. You know? Sometimes you're faced with difficult choices. And in Asian culture, we're just brought up to respect our elders. And Brendan, I'm so glad you're a bad Asian because you don't abide by those Asian rules and you fought a grandpa for his handgun. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you for disrespecting your elders, Brendan. The audience for this podcast, they like this kind of fucked up humor, don't they?
Yeah, I've seen some of the stuff they write in. They do. They definitely do.
See, so listen, what happens on the podcast stays on the podcast, all right? Don't you dare clip shit up and put it on Twitter. I'm giving them ideas, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm giving them ideas. Happy Lunar New Year, people. Moving on. Happy Lunar New Year. Let's try to focus on some good things that happen in my world.
Some good things. Let's do that. Yeah.
Like I just finished my tour in Denmark and Oslo, Copenhagen and Oslo. Thank you very much to the people who came out. It was too cold. Copenhagen, Oslo is very boring. I literally don't remember what happened. It was like,
yeah, but is that because of your schedule, not because of the cities themselves? I'm sure if you had time,
Copenhagen sucks.
Don't say
everything that. Opens at 12 at noon.
Oh,
so
really?
You wake up, you get a coffee, get a pastry, which is what they're known for, and then it's 10:30 or 11. Then you're like, okay, now what? Go back to the hotel and wait till things open. People don't work there. That's a problem in Scandinavia. You know, there's no ambition because, you know, they're too comfortable.
It's expensive is the only thing I would say. Like the Scandinavian countries.
Is it expensive? I think Copenhagen's okay.
Oh, is that okay?
I think Oslo, it was expensive. It was expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a fan.
Did you go and see the mermaid in Copenhagen?
The mermaid? What mermaid?
Yeah, there's like a mermaid on like, I don't know, it's like a sculpture somewhere. And there's a mermaid and it's meant to be based on the old tale of the Little Mermaid. You're judging it. What are you judging the city on? Where's like good Asian restaurants?
The general vibe. How do you judge the city?
I don't know. Lots of things. Food, culture.
Yeah.
Weather is definitely part of it.
They're all bad. Food is okay. I got ramen twice. Your pastries
are nice.
Did you
have any dates? So you had pastries?
Yeah, for dinner. I had Danish stuff. It wasn't great. Everybody's pescatarian there. Scandinavian people, man, they're all pescatarian. It's very sad.
Yeah, but I bet the fish was amazing, wasn't it?
Like yeah,
fresh.
But
fish
is amazing everywhere. What are you talking about? Good seafood is everywhere.
No, but local to that, like what you could only get there, and it's like really fresh. And do you know what I mean? It makes a difference. You're not eating the right stuff. You're looking for ramen, and you're judging it on that. It's not fair. I'm going to stick up for Copenhagen here.
Have you been?
No.
It's negative 10 degrees. Okay?
That's fine. You know, there's never bad weather, just bad preparation. If you had a good coat, you'd be fine.
What do you mean there's never bad weather? Tell that to the people stuck in the desert. Tell that to the people who died of frostbite on Mount Everest. There's never been weather.
Well, no, I would say that the desert you can't plan for, but Everest, if you're wearing the proper stuff, you won't get frostbite. Wear the proper stuff.
Sometimes you lose track of things and then you die. So you go to Everest now, you still see the corpses sitting there because they don't decompose.
Oh, yeah, that's people terrifying. Sitting there.
No, it's true. Google
that's
it.
Really true.
Yeah. In full hiking gear, just sitting there.
That's insane. I didn't know that. That's really interesting.
You should go.
Well, we're going to Pompeii, and it's a similar thing where they've in the pyroclastic flow, they've been preserved, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to go to Everest. I don't know why I even said, yeah, I'm just never going to do that. But Pompeii, I'm looking forward to seeing the people and paying my respects
to
people thousands of years ago.
Well, are they preserved in what?
From the volcano. It's like pyroclastic flow went over them.
What flow?
Pyroclastic flow.
Wow.
That's a fair long word for me.
Yeah. Someone Googled some shit. Someone found this word off a travel agent's website. You found it off a blog, didn't you? Like where to go in Pompeii and then pyroclastic.
When I was a lot younger, I used to find it really interesting. Like Mount Vesuvius.
Can you not say they were preserved in the lava?
It's not though, because lava would just, you'd disintegrate, wouldn't you?
Oh, pyroclastic flow.
I can't wait for people to correct me in the comments. I know this is just a generalization of a memory I have.
By the way, people corrected you on the dog stuff.
Oh yeah, get a life. I don't care.
Well, I'm telling you, you can leave a dog for more than 5 hours.
Maybe, okay.
Everybody says the same thing.
Okay, get a life is too strong. Okay, I admit
I mean, you're wrong here. You can only get life 5 hours at a time. Because you can't leave the dog more than 5 hours, you get a life. My listeners are right. They're bitching about you.
No. I'm not having that.
As long as there's food and water and shelter, like, let him be.
Let me add some context. We live in a one-bed flat.
Okay.
Right? So there's no access for the dog to go outside. Do you know what I mean? They're just inside. So every 4 hours or 5 hours, we need to take her out.
For context, listeners, last week Matt said he can only leave his dog for at most 5 hours at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
just wrong, isn't it?
Well, it's not wrong.
I hear from a lot of people that's just wrong. A lot of my friends who have dogs, I ask them. Well, they're like, yeah, that doesn't sound right. So, okay, let's leave him in the flat. He's going to run around.
I know what you all think, and that's fine. You do you, and I'll do me. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is...
I'm seeing where my therapist is saying I'm a very defensive person.
Yeah. It's okay to change, Matt.
Yeah, but I'm not wrong. And neither are you. We're both right.
Somebody's wrong. Somebody's wrong.
It's like saying someone, you know, how you raise your kids, right? It's a matter of preference. My preference is I don't want my dog to go stir crazy and feel locked in, like in a prison. That's on me. If you want to do that, you do you.
Okay, I'm going to Google that right now. How long can you leave a dog for? And then now when I talk to you, you tell me shit. And then now I don't trust you that you know what you're talking about anymore.
I do know what I'm talking about.
How long is it okay to leave a dog? I'm not asking you to leave a dog in the car. It's in your house.
What's it say?
Oh, shit.
4 to 5 hours.
Yeah, oh.
Come
on. As a general rule,
your dog
should never be left alone for more than 4 hours at a time. However... this will greatly depend on your dog, their age, breed, and how they cope with being on their own in the house. So you have to, like, train them.
In fairness, I would say to everybody that when we move and we have a garden attached and we can just, you know, open the door, 100%, we will leave the dog longer.
Okay.
Like, I mean, it's a circumstance.
I can't believe you're actually right. It pains me to admit this.
You need to trust me. And everybody else, trust me. I'm not just bullshitting.
Okay. But anyways, Denmark, Copenhagen, and Oslo. That's what I also hate. I hate their interior design. You know, every hotel room is too dark. And you know I like dark places, mood lighting. But it's like I also have the overhead lighting when I'm packing.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
they don't even have that bright light to turn on so I can... And everything I wear is black. So I'm like just blindly grabbing shit. Hated it. Hated it a lot.
Hated it.
Yeah. I'll never live there. Never. Such an irrelevant country.
How is it irrelevant?
Name one Danish thing.
Vikings?
Okay, they're not around anymore. What happened in Copenhagen? I can't even remember what happened in Copenhagen. I just walked around, tried to buy a small piece of art for my kitchen.
Yeah.
And had ramen, had some fish tacos, and then did my shows. That's it, really. Oslo, checked into this hotel. You know, the guy who drove me from the airport, he was like, oh yeah, he works with Live Nation. So he drove me from the airport to the hotel. He said, oh, it's the best hotel, one of the best hotels in town. You're going to see a beautiful view, there's a beautiful spa. I checked into my room. I was facing another building. No sunlight. What view? Okay. Called down, spa. Hey, can I use your steam room? He said, fully booked. How do you fully book a steam room? I just want to sit in there. I said, let me sit in there. Let me wait outside till someone leaves and I sit in this place. You have to book it in advance, sir. Why? Everybody has COVID, okay? I don't care. Let's give me COVID. Let me go. I'm not asking to get a massage. That one you have to book, sure. But a steam room and a sauna. Just let me in. Like, what's the problem here? And then I said, can I not just go and wait until somebody leaves and I can go in? He's like, no, it's a very small sauna. It's a city sauna, so it's very small. And I said, okay, how many people can fit in it? 18!
Oh, yeah. There's never 18 people time.
Have you ever been in a sauna with 18 people?
And also, if you saw 17 in that, you would go, yeah, all right. I'm going to squeeze in.
I mean, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would. I'll sit on the guy's lap. Feel that warmth and the texture. But like 18.
Yeah.
I've never been in a sauna or steam room with more than like, I don't know, 6 people in my whole life.
Yeah, same.
In my whole life. She has a nerve to be like, you have to book ahead. And then they only had time after I checked out. So I was like, ugh. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Oslo, terrible place. Don't go there.
Are you judging it just
Never
on
stay
that?
At the Thief Hotel. Oh. Never stay there. Terrible interior design. You know, no sunlight.
Oslo, I've heard really good things about Oslo.
It's grey and gloomy and depressing. Don't never go to Oslo. You book a trip to Oslo, book a trip to Korea instead, okay? Just refund the tickets. If you have plans to go to Oslo now, just stop it. What are you doing? Go to Monterey Park instead of Oslo. That's what I would do. At least I can connect with the people and I can be on the ground helping them, giving them emotional support. And I'll tell them, I know things are really tough for you right now, but at least you're not in Oslo. Maybe we need to get old Asian people therapy because there's been a few shootings now and it's always older Asians.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's very sad, isn't it? When people get shot, but everything everywhere all at once gets nominated for so many Oscars. Because it's like, oh, I want to celebrate this, but you know. It's a proud moment in Asian history that's tarnished.
It's not tarnished.
It's tarnished by this Monterey Park shooting. It is tarnished. Like Michelle Yeoh can't even post shit.
Oh, really?
I guarantee you, Michelle Yeoh had like some Instagram post scheduled ready to go by her PR team. And they were scrambling when Monterey Park, oh, fuck, unscheduled it, unscheduled. I guarantee you, at least Michelle Yeoh, Ke Hui, and everybody who got nominated, congratulations, by the way. I'm saying it's a bad thing that it's tarnished and like, they can't celebrate. It's supposed to be a happy day for all of Asian people and Malaysians. Yeah. And this Monterey Park guy had to fuck it up. Fucking dick. You know, so I feel bad for them. But congratulations to everybody. I tell everyone that I love that film.
Yeah, it's a great film.
Because if you say you didn't like it, people think you're an idiot. This is one of those things you have to like. It's like a hype film. When I watched it, I was like, ah, it was all right. It was good fun. But then when I meet people, I'm like, holy shit, have you seen everything all at once? It's groundbreaking, bro. An amazing film.
She's very good in that.
Yeah.
Michelle Yeoh.
Michelle Yeoh, Malaysian.
Yeah.
Remember that news article? that woman, what's her name again? There's a Malaysian, if you don't know, listeners, there's a Malaysian newspaper that posted about me and compares me to Michelle Yeoh. And then they were like, yeah, he's not that great yet, you know, because, you know, I know this guy's selling out a world tour, but look at Michelle Yeoh. She's an award-winning actress. It's called This Malaysian Newspaper Insulted Me.
The action queen and the comedian was the article.
Oh, God. June H.L. Wong.
Yes, June H.L. Wong. Now the distance is even further.
Yeah, you've got no chance.
I've got no chance to get an Oscar.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime. Well, I think the next next Malaysian to get an Oscar will be Ronnie Chang, you know. He's a good actor, man. He's acting a lot of stuff. Yeah, I like it. And do I want to get into acting? That'll be nice. But I don't think, I think like Ronnie Chang got it, man.
Yeah.
I don't got it.
Well, you don't know that. I mean, until you're doing it properly, you know, you might find something deep within you where you're like, wow, this has been my calling all along.
No. My calling is just telling dumb jokes on podcasts that are ending in a few episodes. How are these older Asians getting radicalized? Are they on 4chan? Are they on Reddit? Are they incels? Are they like 65-year-old incels, 70-year-old incels? What's Who Can Trans relationship status? What we know about California attack gunmen, Who Can Tran? Angry and distrustful? He lived in a retirement community and recently spoke to police. The 72-year-old fatally shot himself after fleeing the scene as police closed in on his van. He had once been a dance teacher at the same venue where he is accused of opening fire, it has emerged. An ex-wife of Trans told CNN she met him at the studio about 20 years ago and that he used to give lessons there. So Tran has an ex-wife. I have an ex-wife. I'm just saying.
Why are you inviting?
I'm just saying. I'm not making any, drawing any like links. I'm not. I'm just saying. I have an ex-wife, and then remaining silent for a while. You are filling the blanks with your brain. You are the one with the problem.
You're just inviting those comparisons.
I'm not inviting any comparison. I'm just saying. I have an ex-wife too. He was quick to anger, but never violent before. That's what Trans ex-wife told CNN. A tenant of Trans, Adam Hood, told Reuters, Tran was an angry, aggressive person who did not have many friends but liked ballroom dancing, his main social activity. Angry, aggressive person. It reminds me of myself. Holy shit. I'm glad I'm in therapy now. This has actually become really therapeutic. This has justified all the money I'm spending on therapy. I have a temper too. I have an ex-wife and I have a temper. Similarities are growing, people. So Asian people, Asian listeners, I know you don't believe in therapy, but trust me, the more I read this, the more I'm glad I'm in therapy. Okay? Oh, God. I also don't know why we're not getting as much mainstream coverage.
That's a valid point.
Right?
I would definitely say that.
You only knew about this because you know you do this podcast.
No,
Google Asian shit before you come here to prepare some topics.
No, I can tell you why I know about this, because the Cantomando boys were posting about it on their Instagram, and I saw it, and then they made the point how, you know, there's no mainstream news and how it's a huge thing at a time of celebration. I agree. I think it's a horrible tragedy, and I hope, you know, it's naive to say this, but I really hope it would never happen again, but it's going to, isn't it, unfortunately?
Yeah.
What's the answer? You're right, probably therapy, but then everyone can't afford therapy, so.
I think I'm going to change careers and be a therapist. It seems like there's a gold rush here. Three, buy stock in therapy? I feel like after this, a lot of people are going to take up therapy.
Should we venture out of the park?
Yes.
And into more of familiar the Monterey and, park. And safe.
Let's venture out of the Monterey Park. And
let's tell a cute, wholesome little story how we're doing Lunar New Year tonight. And it's my first time. You're going to shepherd me into hopefully having a great time.
We are going to a restaurant to eat some food.
Mm.
The booking is 11 people.
Wow.
So yeah, it's going to be a lot of people.
Is everyone eight? Am I the only white person?
Yeah, I think so.
No way.
I think so.
Am I really?
Yeah. All my friends are weird. And they don't date white people for some reason, you know.
I'm actually looking forward to being the token white guy.
But you're there's gonna be something again with you.
What do you mean?
There's gonna be that thing like with Canto Mando boys, you couldn't finish the pho because you couldn't use chopsticks and a spoon that well. at the Japanese place, you couldn't eat the whole piece of sushi one go. There's always something with you. When I bring it to an Asian place, there's always something.
I think the
this is your last chance, by the way. Your last chance. I'm sick of it now. I have
three strikes and you're out.
Yeah. There's always something stopping you from like enjoying food the way we enjoy food. And I'm like, that's why I'm moving to LA. This is you are the average Brit, and yeah. It's always there's always something.
The fur. Can I just defend myself?
Okay, what?
I was quite hungover that day, and I was just struggling. It was like, do you remember? It was really hot in that place, and it was quite fragrant, and I was just like, oh, I'm not sure this is gonna sit that well. But I ate it. But yeah, you're right. My technique wasn't very good.
You barely ate it. I remember that. I didn't say anything, but I remembered.
No, I did. I
and I use it as ammunition at this moment. There's always something with you. So tonight, you better behave, okay? Better conduct yourself well.
Thai food's quite spicy.
Yeah. What's your next phobia? You have a fear of choking. What else do you have? Your fear of like...
Fear of chilies. No, I don't. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good. I was actually going to ask you, I had it in my notes when I was coming over here. Are there any etiquette or things I need to observe? I didn't bring a red letter, do you know what I mean? Like an envelope.
No, you but don't have to.
Is that patronizing if I do it?
Nobody gives red packets to like people as old as in the 30s. Nobody does it anymore. It's
gonna,
for kids.
I was going to bring one because there's a little shop near your house. I was going to bring you one. I put some coins in there as a joke. But I thought, oh, is that probably quite culturally insensitive?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
especially a white. Who cares? Okay, you only give to people, unmarried people, usually children.
Okay.
I've been divorced. I don't get it anymore.
Yeah. Okay? Well, okay. So I don't need to do that. Is there anything like, well, don't look at me like that, as if I'm the one talking about like Monterey Park or something. You're looking at me like this.
We're going to get Thai food. I don't know why you are so like, so you need like help explaining Thai food.
No, not help. I just want to be respectful. I don't know. I feel like at midnight, if
you've
we're
been
still
to
out,
Bangkok.
Yeah, I know, but not at Lunar New Year.
Oh, no, we're not celebrating. We're all old. We're eating and then going home. Yeah. Relax.
That's what I mean. Is it going to be like at midnight, you do a dance or something? I don't know. No, is it like...
No, because
white people do that as well.
What holiday where requires you to do a dance at midnight?
No.
What white people holiday? What pagan ritual are you talking about?
Well, obviously the summer solstice they do that. But no, on New Year's Eve, you do like the... Oh, I've forgotten the song. There's a... song and you do this. It's not Que Sera. It's like there's a song. Old Lad Sign.
Oh,
you sing that and then you like do the like cross. Do you know what I mean? You like
really? I didn't even do that.
Yeah. Well, some people do it.
Yeah. I got a kiss by a very special someone.
Oh,
and that's it.
That's cute. You know? So we're not doing any of that.
No,
tonight.
No kissing.
No
kissing.
No kissing.
Try to use Chinese New Year as a way to cheat on Gemma, please. I'm sorry, Gemma. That's just the custom. I want to be respectful.
I just wanted to double check before I go, but I don't want to put my foot in it. You know, like I have done at the omakase place or with the fur. I just want to make sure I don't do it. Especially if I'm the only white guy there. I need to like, you know, I'm representing white people.
Yeah.
So
no, we're all disappointed in white people and disillusioned. So it's okay. We accept you as one of our own.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Okay, it's just great. A dinner. It's just a dinner.
I was even worried about what I was wearing. I'm wearing this. And I was
who
like,
who cares? I was just nice enough to be like, hey, we're recording. You want to come join later? And then
I thought it was a whole thing. I was being integrated into like your culture and like...
I mean, there is a cultural thing, but we're not doing anything cultural tonight. It's just dinner.
Because I remember you saying before that you get really dressed up and red,
yeah,
the red
Malaysia,
envelopes.
We do. And... Oh, maybe... So I spent Lunar New Year, / Chinese New Year, whatever you want to call it. I spent it in Copenhagen and also alone.
Oh.
So maybe that was what made me hate that place. Because I'm like, oh, why am I here? I should be at home celebrating.
Do they not have like a Chinatown or something? Or?
It's very small. There's no atmosphere. It's too cold. Nobody's outside.
Okay.
You know? So it's a time with family. I miss my family, you know?
Oh.
I want to see them. I'm seeing them in a month in Tokyo. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's,
2 months
that's good.
Seeing them in Tokyo.
I guess tonight you're spending it with your chosen family.
I didn't choose them. I had no choice. They just stuck around. They're also, a lot of them are Malaysian, and they stuck around. And I'm like, well, I guess I have no one better to hang out with. So, hello, friends. You don't choose your friends in life, you know? Your friends come from circumstance.
Do you think?
Yeah. If you choose your friends, then that's a very cynical move, right? That you're like, I only want to hang out with the successful ones, the moneyed ones, the rich ones, the hot ones, you know?
No.
You don't choose your friends.
No, but it's that whole thing. You don't choose your family because obviously that's where you're born, whatever, all that stuff, the genetics. And then with your friends, that's your chosen family.
How do you choose your friends?
I don't know.
One day I'd be like, hey, I don't like hanging out with you. Bye.
Well, you wouldn't say that, but yeah. You know, you just stop seeing them.
No, they're nice people.
Well, exactly. Nice people. So it's your chosen family. There we go.
Can I choose a better family? I think I have terrible choices. I've made terrible choices then. No, I love all my friends. They're all very cool, except one or two and their partners.
I'm sad I'm not getting a red envelope, though. I thought maybe my bonus would be in there. You know, because you're stopping the podcast and everything. I thought I was going to walk in like, hi, Matt. I had envisioned it. That's why I was going to get you the red envelope. I put some.
Only married people give red envelopes.
Oh, so I could give you one.
Yeah, give me one if you want. All the nice things I've done for you.
With my resignation in there.
You're already laid off, mate. You can't resign. Sorry.
It's a principal thing.
But you got 3 months pay. You're doing it till April. If I end it earlier, I'm still happy to, you know, pay you like up till then.
Okay.
You know? Okay. I'm a nice person like this.
Yeah.
I know you're starting a life with Gemma. I know you're always broke for some reason. Matt invoices me for an episode we haven't even recorded yet. I look at the invoice, I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, have you recorded?
Well, we're recording it now.
That's how I know you're broke. Like, you get an invoice for future work. I'm like, wow. Very ballsy of you. Very ballsy of you.
You know I'm going to do it. You know I'm good for it.
But you're the only one, you know?
No.
You're the only freelancer who invoices me for future work. Seriously.
I was just following my therapist. She always invoices me. And
she's it's like, broke too. She's broke too.
I have to pay her to book the session, so I'm doing that with this.
Can you bring it up to her? Like, hey, are you broke? What's your therapist's name?
Oh, I can't say her name.
Okay.
Say it, Julie.
Julie, are you broke too? Because I'm broke too. Can broke people stop taking advantage of other broke people, you know? But I understand, and I happily pay it. I'm always very punctual.
Yeah, you are. No, you are the best. I'm happy to say that. You are the best. See?
The nerve on this guy.
Nice.
Invoicing for future work. And then when you arrived today, I was looking at mirrors. I'm trying to buy a full-length mirror for the house because I realized I don't really have any. Mm. And then when my friends come over, they can't. There's nowhere beside my bedroom they can check the whole outfit.
Sure. And in my bedroom, you want one near the door then?
Yeah, like near the door so you can wear as you're leaving. Because in my bedroom, I don't wear my shoes in the bedroom. So I can't even, I've never even seen my whole body shot ever since I moved into this house. So
I'm wondering actually, why don't, because you don't have any carpets anywhere, do you?
No.
Yeah, why can't I wear my shoes?
Because I'm Asian.
But I was wearing Doc Martens today and they're really difficult to get off and to get back on again. And I was thinking in my head like, oh, can't I just wear them?
That sounds like a you problem.
It's just wood. It's not going to stain it or anything.
It's nice wood. And then your fucking Doc Martin is going to ruin the varnish. And I'm Asian. What do you want me to do? What is this? You care about the etiquette for eating, but then you're like, why can't I wear my shoes?
But I get it with carpet. I understand. I completely get it.
It's just hygienic.
But I have wooden floors as well at home. And I just...
You track the dirt in here. You track all the dirt in here.
Yeah, but you're going to hoover, or someone's going to hoover.
Yeah, someone will hoover. I don't want to live in the dirt before they hoover. What is this? This nerve to invoice me for work you haven't done. And you come in here and be like, hey, can I leave my shoes on, mate? Yeah. This what?
Now I very nearly asked.
We're quitting the podcast. This ballsiness is coming out. And there's nothing left to lose. Nigel's finishing the pod anyway.
Fuck it.
Crazy.
I even texted you at the weekend being like, no, let's just keep the podcast going. Just do it.
I can't move to LA, man. Zoom podcast is shit. Dude, you know this.
8-hour time difference. Just do it.
I need to start a new life in LA. Okay.
You can't carry this little white person anymore.
No. You have to go our separate ways now. I said it's all the love. But we have to go our separate ways now. Okay? This arrangement has come to an end. But we don't have to say that. We don't have to say we're ending the podcast every episode. We bum people out. Everybody's so sad.
Yeah.
Everybody's so sad. Oh, I'm going to feel bad. I'm not going anywhere, guys. I still have the main channel video. Matt won't be in it.
Yeah.
But we'll get him on sometime. You know, in a year's time. We'll come back. We'll film something. Maybe I'll hate LA and I'll come back. Tails between my legs, you know?
I'll be here to welcome you.
I feel I like LA. I feel like I like LA. Because I got clout. People there are fake and they like clout. Guess what? I'm also fake and I also like clout. Let's all be fake together. Love it.
You'll get your new chosen family.
My new chosen family of successful people. People that can use to further my career. Nice. And my real friends stay back in London.
Yeah.
You know, and I come visit them once a month. And then before I board the plane to LA, I come to London, I meet my real friends, I be a normal human again. And right before I board the plane from London to LA to go back to my LA pad, I just steal myself up and become LA boy. I transform into LA boy. Okay? I'll have a new wardrobe there. I'll reinvent myself.
Alpha Nigel.
I'll be a hype beast when I go there.
Oh, don't be okay? a hype beast.
I'll be a hype beast. I'm going to wear whatever, what Jordans.
Oh, no. The Chad version of Nigel.
Yeah. Oh. I'll be like, Matt Bentley who? Matt who? Who is this guy? I don't know this guy. Tell him to stop calling me. I don't know this guy.
Your Yeezys on.
Yeah. My Yeezys, my whatever, Goyard. Is that a hype thing? Goyard?
So,
okay.
I mean, look at us. Neither of us are hype beasts, are we?
We are fucking, we are the opposite of hype beasts. We're like lame beasts. These people just bring me to these shops that sell the ugliest hoodies for £300.
Yep.
My hype beast friends.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you spending money on this shit, man? Yep. It's a hoodie, bro. Stop it. Maybe I'll be a 40-year-old hype beast.
Oh. It's tragic, isn't it? Is there anything sadder than that?
I think that's my future.
No, it's not.
That's my future. So it's been a mixture of emotions, you know. On one hand, you have the tragic incidences, i.e. me having to spend time in Copenhagen.
That's really bad.
What other tragic incident happened this week? Oh, Oslo? I had to spend time in Oslo. Oh. And what else happened this week?
You're an awful person. You're an awful person.
Okay, in all seriousness, it is a mixture of emotions. You have the tragic, you know, deaths, needless deaths, senseless killings. And we are supposed to be happy because it's Lunar New Year.
Yeah, well, let the white person, let me say, you know, let's think about the condolences and how sad it is.
This
and
is also what happens when... Why people just love claiming our shit for their own. You know? Do you have to culturally appropriate a shooting?
No.
Are you trying to culturally appropriate a shooting?
No, I just
really?
Wanted to be the, you know, the voice of reason on this podcast.
Okay.
The adult in the room.
Of course.
And say, I know it's not for me really as a white guy just here on this podcast talking about Asian issues, but I think it's genuinely... really upsetting what's happened. Yeah, when any shooting occurs, you know, it's, you've got to think about the families and the victims of all of this and how, especially with the timings, it's ruined their Lunar New Year. Hopefully in time they can, you know, have the strength to, you know, carry on as we all do. And yeah, I'm just so sorry that it happened.
Thank you for that beautiful take, Matt. And a lot of people will say you're trying to culturally appropriate our shooting. And to those people, and I would say to those people that they're right. But I appreciate it. It's nice to know that Asians, of course, care about it. And it's nice to know that someone else, apart from who's not Asian, cares about it. Because ultimately, we're all human. Every time I try to sound sincere, it just comes across very sarcastic, doesn't it? But let's end it there. Condolences to everybody. We'll leave a GoFundMe link in the description if you want to go help out wherever you can. I have donated, and we'll see you next time.